Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Yesterday morning, I was dreaming about many things. Being a waiter in a restaurant as a food server. We are to be servants of the Lord. But what really got me was that the very last 5 seconds, right before I woke up, that's when God got to me. And in my dream, I went to this window. There was a man inside, there was an old man inside the window. And I had to present my identification. And he looked at my ID and he gave me a large sack, a paper sack bag. And I grabbed it and I ran with it. And inside the bag was everything I needed to go on Blog Talk Radio. Isn't that amazing? So I woke up and I said, whoa. Blog Talk Radio. Man, I haven't been on this show for at least a year and a half or 2 years, something like that. It was just in the back burner. It's just that I'm learning how to use everything we need for Blog Talk Radio, you know, microphones and what have you. And I'm very poor. I mean, I'm... Lord, forgive me, but I need to be taught and how to work, you know, broadcast and how to do this and that. I mean, the kids know more about it than I do. But to go on Blog Talk Radio, and I was not prepared. I was almost prepared on some scriptures and some teachings that I do here and there. And I did one broadcast that how can one person enter another person bodily? And you want to listen to that one is because a person cannot enter another person bodily. Amen. The only one that can enter you is through the Holy Spirit, where God has shed abroad the Spirit of Jesus in our hearts by which we cry out, Abba, Father. So anyway, blessed be the name of the Lord. Today we are still March the 31st, 2021. And I want to share with you. So today I was thinking, I said, Lord, what do you want me to share? And I had actually nothing prepared for today, but the Lord said, share your testimony. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You're listening to the voice by the grace and the love and the mercy of God, Evangelist Jesse Charo, right here, broadcasting live from the city of Las Vegas, Nazareth. And let me ask you something. Can anything good come out of Las Vegas, Nazareth? Good. Come and see that the Lord is good. Before I forget, you can email me at winsoulsworldwide@gmail.com. winsoulsworldwide@gmail.com. winsoulsworldwide.com, also one of the websites. We have a ministry here in the city of Las Vegas, USA, and New Beginnings Worldwide Missions in the Philippines with my wife, Elena P. Charo. Today, the only testimony I have is I'm going to share what the Lord has shown me. Amen. Through dreams, visions, we have a calling. We have been commissioned and appointed by the Lord Jesus Christ. To him be all praise, glory, and honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me get into this. Right now, I am looking at my dream book. I have a dream book, and I wrote down many dreams and visions, revelations that the Lord has shown me. What I can only share with you, what He showed me. Jesus said, "I can only show you. I can only tell you." Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit will reveal unto us even the deep things of God. And Jesus said, I only do those things that I see my Father do. So I want to share with you only what my Heavenly Father has shown me to show. I don't know why the Lord wanted me to open up the Block Talk Radio. There could be someone. All the Lord needs is someone on Block Talk Radio to listen to this powerful end time prophecy, tribulation, great tribulation, and these end times. Before I forget, I thank you, Lord, for reminding me. I think I will finish my dream vision testimony concerning Kamala Harris. You want to listen until the end because she is in this dream revelation that I got from the Lord back in 1986 and in 1987. Listen, I'll share with you some scriptures that is it Amos 3:7, Numbers 12, verse 6, Deuteronomy 29:29, and Jeremiah 33:3. Before me, I have my dream book where I write all the dreams and visions, and it's titled Ezekiel chapter 33 concerning the seer, the watchman on the wall, dreams, visions, revelations by evangelist Jesse Charo, 1986. I will begin with 1986, which is my first vision, dream vision. Do you remember when Jesus would reveal himself to people, even his disciples, apostles, and the first thing that he would say, fear not, do not be afraid. It is I. It is I. To comfort them. Well, guess what happened? I did not know any scripture. I did not know any Bible. I was just lost in the city of Las Vegas, Nazareth. But can any good thing come out of Las Vegas, Nazareth? In 1986, I saw Jesus. I used to have a website, isawjesus.com. I saw Jesus in my dream. I'm sleeping in my bed, and all I see, now I'm a drunkard, drug addict. I'm no good. I couldn't even hold a job anymore. I was getting ready to commit suicide, jump from one of the hotels here in the city of Las Vegas. And the Bible says that Jesus goes before you. He already knows your tomorrow. So I didn't know, but I wound up at the top of one of the hotels, and I was thinking of jumping to end my life. I didn't want to live anymore, and always living La Vida Loca, like with Ricky Martin. But anyway, I see Jesus with his long... If I would have shared with you the dream vision when I first got it in 1986, this is what I said, and this is the way baby Christians talk. I saw Jesus with a long white pajama. Well, the Bible calls it a robe. And in my second dream, I saw Jesus sitting on a chair. And the Bible calls it a throne. So if I was to tell you the whole dream vision of everything I saw, you would have said, you know what? I got it. If you would have known the Bible completely from Genesis to Revelation, you would have pinpointed everything I told you, and you would have told me, well, guess what? That is in the Bible. It is. Now, if I was to tell you something outside of the Word, then one preacher said you can throw that out the window. So, Father, I thank you. I praise you for sending your only begotten Son, in whom you are well pleased, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. Have your way. Have your way. I'm not going to close in prayer right now, but in Jesus' name, have your way. So I see this loving Lord with his right arm extended out to me, his right hand extended open unto me. And I saw his beard, his hair, and I'm going like, the open hand, later when I search the scriptures, we find out that that is Matthew 11:28, where the Lord says, and the letters were written in red, and he says, come unto me. Then in John 14:1-6, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father unless you went through Jesus Christ. Behind him was a road that led to nowhere. That road behind him led, I looked at it and I said, man, you could not see the end of the road. Why? Because he is the way, the truth, and life. That was in 1986, as I am looking at my dream vision. It could have been around August 86. I see myself in front of the Lord. I also see myself. And Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost in the city of Las Vegas. His feet did not touch the ground. He was calling me to come to him. And when I got to him, it looked like he was going to take me with him to some place. Jesus said that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know, for Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. If you want to get to heaven, if you want to go to heaven, you can't go to God unless you went through his beloved Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. 1986, what happened? 1986, then I started going to church, and I came down from that hotel that I was going to jump from. I came down, I came to my senses, but when I was up there, it sounded like there was another voice reasoning with me. That voice was going like, why don't you just go ahead? In other words, jump. You know your life is no good anymore. And I'm agreeing with this voice. It said, you know what? You are telling me the truth. You're right. My life is no good no more. And if you start listening to those voices, I'm telling you, you're going to get in trouble. Then what happened was that I came to my senses because I saw Jesus again with his arm and hand extended out to me to come to him only. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I came home, got in my bicycle, went and bought some more liquor, took it home and down at that, because you can see Jesus all you want. You can believe in God as even the devil believes in God. And all this, but the bottom line, John 1:12, you must receive him, for as many as receive him, to them he gave the rights and the power to become children of God, sons of God. John 1:12. Also in John 3, if you read it, in order to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again by the power of the Holy Ghost. So I started going to church, and because I told the dream vision to different people, different Christians, I did share it with some people, and I told this one pastor concerning something that happened to me. I got saved in a Baptist church. Yeah, Baptist church. That's where you get saved. And then I started going to a Pentecostal church. And in the Pentecostal church, they had water baptism. Yeah, water baptism. But I had a problem with that because I was one of the 20th, at least maybe from 15 to 20th person that they dumped in water, immerged in water. And I figured by that time, that water was filthy with all the sins of all those people that went before me. You see, I was a gourmet cuisine butler, waiter at the Riviera for 11 years. We wore tuxedos every day. I was a penthouse butler at the MGM 29th floor. We were tuxedos. Man, we were clean. We had to be clean. And then they dumped me in that dirty sinner's water. Come on. I had to go home and take a shower. I went home. When I came up from the water in the Pentecostal churches, I'm looking around. I'm looking for the white pigeons. That baby Christians. You look around and say, where are the white pigeons? Where is that? I was waiting for a voice to come down from heaven saying, this is my belief, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. And then what happened was in 1987, I was taken to heaven. Again, I saw Jesus sitting on a throne. I saw a rainbow around the throne. I was brought down to earth, and I saw a great tribulation going on earth. I saw the beheaded. They were laying at the woman's feet. There was a woman standing dressed in black. She had black hair parted in the middle, and she had her right hand straight up towards heaven. I thought she was talking to God. But then on television, we saw when Kamala Harris came out with her right hand extended up, and I said, there she is. There she is. She causes people to be beheaded if you did not bow down to her and the power of the Antichrist. And that's where we are headed. And she is in Revelation chapter 17, verse 17 and 18. To God be the glory. Glory be to God for what he is doing in all of us. In Jesus' name I pray, in order to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Ask Jesus to fill you with his Holy Spirit. To him be all the praise, glory, and honor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To you be praise, glory, and honor.